All right. Welcome everyone to the February 1st, 2022 Verifiable Credentials API call. We have our agenda in the chat channel right now. On the agenda today, we have an agenda review, introductions, relevant community updates. We have a discussion on workflows. So the kind of one of the goals of this call is to try and align two calls in the VC API with what the traceability folks are doing. And so we're going to attempt, the whole call today is going to be focused on getting that kind of alignment. So that has to do with the start workflow and then the presentation availability call, and it has to do with either workflow interaction or the submit presentation call. So there are just two calls. There are four calls now. We're going to try and boil them down into two calls if possible, or just get a plan together on how to do that. There's also some issue processing that we need to do. Mike, I think you raised the concern about controller style endpoint, the pattern that we're using for the API, and so maybe we want to change that. And then there's this question around workflow IDs and names. Should they be in the URL or should they be in the post body? So those are the items that we have for discussion today, and then we'll do issue processing if we have any time left over, which I doubt we're going to have. Any updates or changes to the agenda? Anything else folks want to discuss today? Okay. Is there anyone new to the call or anyone that would like to reintroduce themselves? All right. Are there any community updates specifically relevant to VC API? I do think it's probably relevant mentioning the chartering disagreements that are happening right now. For those of you that are not aware, VC APIs, there's a suggestion by Microsoft that any kind of protocol work, any kind of API work in the VC 2.0 working group should be out of scope completely. Don't want to talk about protocols, none of that stuff. There are a couple of us that are engaging in that thread. We would appreciate others chiming in. One of the concerns here is that we want to publish a note around the work that we're doing in this group, just to set it up so that we can take it standards track during the next recharter, which would be in 2 years, or whenever the work, you know, whenever the working group finishes its work there. Microsoft seems to be pushing back pretty hard on that. Phil, you asked why. Currently, Microsoft is trying to get OpenIDC, the protocol, in as the protocol to move mobile driver's licenses around. There has been a decent bit of pushback on MDL as it's currently formed, because it doesn't take into account verifiable credentials and verifiable presentations. And so, and this is just my opinion, my expectation is Microsoft would like to see that happen over OpenIDC Connect, and having another protocol out there that moves verifiable credentials around places that approach into question. I will pause, and other people that, you know, other people may want to speak to that as well. Anyone want to put themselves on the queue to speak to that? Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, and I think that there's definitely some folks working pretty hard on going down, like, you know, OpenID Connect as a path for exchanging credentials, right? And I don't think that's going to change, right? When we look at the way, you know, who's involved, et cetera. I do think that there is a potential path forward to do, and in fact, I opened a PR for it, Manu. I don't know if you saw that on the working group. I think 66, I'll link it. But basically to say, look, let's go ahead and very explicitly in the non-normative side of things from a developer, you know, be able to give developer documentation, guidance, et cetera, possibly as an extension or set of extensions on top of the existing implementation guide for a REST API definition, such as we're talking about here, but also not to rule out guidance on how to handle, you know, if you're going to exchange credentials via OpenID Connect, we should be able as a working group to discuss that stuff as well, basically, right? Because I don't, it's going to take a little while to get to some consensus on that. And I think the danger that I see is that if we try to push back hard on OpenID Connect or push back hard on something else, that they, you know, we may see much more resistance to saying, look, any protocols, you know, for exchange or discussion of that, even in a non-normative way, is out the window. And that's more dangerous, I think, from an adoption standpoint.
Sure. And the suggestion isn't to say you can't do OpenID Connect. It's, yeah, absolutely. If you want to do OpenID Connect and move VCs around on it, that's great.
Yeah.
We should be able to talk about that in the group. And if the folks in this group want to see the VC API as a part of that discussion, we need to put it in scope. So the concern here is that if we don't put the document we're working on right now squarely in scope from a non-normative standpoint, there will be calls to stop talking about it, right? So that is the concern that I have, is that if we do not make it very clear that we can talk about VC API and publish it as Node and all that kind of stuff, there will be objections to doing that once the working group starts up. Go ahead, Joe. You're on the queue.
I think you mean stop talking about it in that working group, which is not the context we're talking about it now. So it still wouldn't prevent us from continuing the CCG work on it or chartering another working group to actually standardize it. Is that right?
That is partially correct. Remember, this is now somewhat of a race, and OpenID has its own foundation, and, you know, these participants are active there, and all they have to do is stamp something as a standard, and they're done. It's a global standard, and then all of a sudden, the VC API is a, why do we need that when we already have this other standard out there, right? So from a strategic perspective, I think it's a bit concerning if we just continue to work on this as a community group and it continues to be referred to as a, yeah, but that's just some random group of people on the internet working on it, rather than it being actually discussed, the spec itself, and published as a Node in the Verifiable Credential Working Group, so that we can take its standards track. I'm sorry. I think I jumped the queue, didn't I? Mike, go ahead. Apologies.
Yeah, I think I was going to say some of what you were saying there, but I will clarify, like, for instance, just because of limited resources and having to pick our battles, like, if honestly, like, if some kind of a REST API, and I think putting a reference in directly to the VC API as it stands today is not the worst idea. But it, you know, if that's not as part of that working group, honestly, we're going to probably just have to move on for business reasons, right? We just have limited resources to go dedicate to it, especially if there's a clear path to like an OpenID Connect path, right? So that's the difficulty I see. I vastly prefer REST for all of these interactions, right? So that's part of the reason I'm making the effort here and, you know, opening PRs, and, you know, discussing on the issues over in the work group, you know, charter discussion, because I think it's important to have a clear, restful path to exchange this kind of information.
All right. Thanks for that, Mike. No one else is on the queue. We'll move on. We've just, you know, this was just to highlight that that conversation is happening. Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah. Last thing I was going to say, Manu, if you want to suggest on that PR, such as, and then a link to the VC API or something, I'm happy to, I think that'd be a good way to at least get the conversation going in one place on that.
Okay.
Yep.
Happy to do that.
Yeah. Cool. Thanks.
All right. So let's go ahead and move into our first topic then, which is the start workflow presentation availability convergence discussion. So let me go ahead and share my screen here. One second. No. Okay. There are currently two calls in the VC API that effectively do the same thing. One of them, has been in there for a while. And that is the presentation availability endpoint. And the purpose of this endpoint, please correct me if I'm wrong here, Mike, is to basically kind of say that you have some presentations available to the server. So you're the client and you're contacting the server and you're like, I've got some stuff that I'd like to send you. The server then responds with potentially VPR, a verifiable presentation request, and it's like, okay, well, if you want to send those things to me, here's some instructions on how you do it. The start workflow API endpoint is a post endpoint, and when you post data to it, the workflow is kind of encoded in the URL, and it says, okay, if you want to start that workflow with me, here's a verifiable presentation request. So the only thing that differs between these two endpoints is the data that you post to it. The start workflow call just takes any object. It's just like, just send me, it's not very specific. And the expectation here is that the server, once it receives the object, will understand, oh, you want to do that kind of workflow with me. And you gave me the data to kind of kick it off, and here's your presentation request. And then you go back and forth, on that. The presentation availability endpoint is a little more specific in that you actually, I think, Mike, you send it a VPR. But it's effectively an object. You send it an object and it responds back with a, okay, if you want to send me that information, here are the things that you need to, here are the things you really need to send me. And the thing that's usually returned in both cases is like a domain and a nonce and a challenge and like that kind of stuff, like the credentials it wants to see, that sort of thing. So, there was a lot of effort put into this to try and make this call, the start workflow call, a superset of the presentation availability call. So you should be able to do both, with start workflow. So I think the proposal here is, can we merge these both down into one thing? The suggestion is, can we do the start workflow one, and then the trace folks specify in the traceability spec that they want this object to be a VPR. So let me stop there and see, Mike, if you have any questions, concerns, Mahmoud, or anyone else that would like to comment on this. Should these be merged, under what circumstances, that kind of thing. Go ahead, Mike, you're up.
I'll defer to Joe first. So.
Okay. Go ahead, Joe.
Okay. Yeah, I'd like to see them merge in part because I think the semantics of presentations available is at the wrong layer. Like I think it's data is available or claims available. The presentation isn't created until the nonce is sent, right? So I think there's just a little bit of impedance mismatch there. And I think we can clean that up with the start workflow as an alternative.
Okay, thanks, Joe. Mike, you're up.
Yeah, I have a little bit of some similar concern to what Joe just said in the sense that the presentation is not created yet, obviously, because what you're saying is, hey, give me the stuff I need in order to, you know, create a presentation and send it to you, right? The only way we're exchanging data on the supply chain side is via presentations, right? It's a presentation with an array of credentials in it. One of the concerns I have is that there's a bit of overloading of the term workflow, right? So from a supply chain context, and especially from like a U.S. Customs, you know, border protection context, when we use the term workflow, we're referring to a very explicit like import workflow or, you know, set of regulatory rules and stages and inspections and things that actually have to occur to a physical good. So we have this same, you know, we have this same term applying, being used in a, you know, supply chain context as opposed to kind of more of like a broader digital context. So that is one concern I have a bit over the notion of saying, yep, we're going to have, you know, an endpoint that's just arbitrary workflow. I think it might work. I'm not sure. I would love Mahmoud's thoughts on this. That's a little, that kind of overloading there, I could see causing confusion for some folks.
Go ahead, Mahmoud, if you've got some thoughts. Yeah.
So one of the things that Mike and Joe both mentioned that really resonates is the idea that presentation isn't actually available when you say presentation available. I think everybody's on board with that. That makes, you know, all the sense in the world to at least semantically change what we're saying there. Merging the two flows makes a lot of sense to me, but the word workflow is like ridiculously overloaded. Now, I know you've mentioned that this is a working title and that we're going to change that. And I'm happy to, you know, do that change. So I'm going to only talk about it from a conceptual level for getting the word workflow, right? Let's just talk about it from a concept of, can I merge the two different calls that we're going to do? And to me, the answer to that is yes, as long as I have a way of saying, I need 1, 2, 3 credentials from you. Please provide it to me in a presentation. And that's like a hard requirement for me, I think. Everything else, just, you know, as long as we're able to do that, it makes sense to me.
Got it. All right. So I'm on the queue. I think to respond to both of those things. So yeah, it makes total sense. Speaking to the workflow term, I just used that term. Like, it was just like a placeholder, right? So if we want to call it Sally or, snowboard or whatever, like, we should totally bike shed it and call it. One potential there is just to call it presentation start or start presentation flow or something like that. But I feel like we can bike shed that later. Mike, the way that you use the word workflow though, when you specify traceability, is exactly what I was thinking with respect to the word workflow. So a workflow is a predetermined kind of set of steps that you want to execute. And in some cases, when you enter a workflow, you don't necessarily know what steps 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7 are going to be. You know that you're going to start with something, but then the server might ask you for something different depending on the type of, you know, when you start a workflow, the server is going to ask you the same thing in return. I need to see X, Y, and Z from you. But that verifiable presentation request that it asks from you. So this is speaking to what you said, Mahmoud. that VPR that you get back, that's like, I want to see items 1, 2, and 3. That can have some optional things in it. And based on what you give back to the server might go, oh, now I need these other things from you, right? So there's the ability to kind of fork in a workflow and do that kind of thing. But the semantics of the word workflow, Mike, was exactly what you described. That's what I meant. But at the same time, I completely understand if it's overloaded and people don't feel comfortable with it, that's fine. We can rename it. I think the key thing here is, can we merge the two, and can the Trace folks continue to do what they're currently doing? I think the answer to that's yes. So let me stop there and see if anyone kind of wants to react to that. Oh, sorry. Go ahead. Joe, I think you're back in the queue.
Yeah, I know we can bike said this later. I agree with that. I had proposed initiate exchange in the chat and just wanted to bubble that up. That may offer the same affordances without the overloading of the term workflow.
Cool. Plus one of that. Go ahead, Mahmoud.
So, one of the things that I want to surface up is that on the traceability side, we've been talking about workflows as an amalgamation of multiple different actors doing different things in a long-term process, right? So what Mike was saying with import is includes the person who is growing the products, the person who is transporting the products, the person who is filling out the import declaration, et cetera, et cetera. And so what I'm hearing from you about the word workflow is more about, I am talking to a single server and I'm doing an exchange of VCs. Once I give you 2 VCs, you come back to me and you say, hey, can you give me a 3rd VC that's a little bit different, right? Mm-hmm. So to me, you're talking about an exchange with a single party, whereas what Mike is talking about and what we've been talking about on the traceability side is multiple instances of that exchange with multiple different parties that need to be all relatable to each other.
No, that's crystal clear. So conceptually, the way at least I'm looking at that is that your multi-party workflows are just a bunch of mini workflows chained together. Is that a wrong way to look at it? So like, you know, there can be the whole workflow, like the total end-to-end multi-party workflow with bunches of people, you know, sending and receiving and all that kind of stuff. But each one of those individual, actors in the traceability, whole workflow is doing their own mini workflow. They're just providing their bit of their particular workflow at that point in time. Thoughts on that? Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, I think that's not a terrible way of thinking of it, but you can't always guarantee that you're going to have clean segmentation. So like in the ag case, like, and I'll lay out just like a physical example because sometimes it's easier to think about, right? So you'll have a credential come in that, represents the harvest data, right? So such and such was harvested, packaged up in a box at the actual farm itself, right? Mm-hmm. Cool. Great. One actor. Yep. That was my part of it. And I moved it to cold storage. Great. There was my second part, right? So then though, you might or might not have someone that picks up part of that and goes down a different path. That's like a may go down a certain path branching case, right? That may not have been defined to begin with, right? So there's just not really clear segmentation as far as which actors are taking part in which aspects of the workflow. Or even segments of that workflow. And so for us, it's a lot easier to just say, look, I've got this arbitrary async batch of data ready. Go ahead and, you know, let me know when you're ready to receive it and I'll start sending it over. Because that stuff's coming very, very intermittently and in, you know, not necessarily predictably. And we are linking that stuff very actively via use of like a correlation ID between presentations, right? This presentation has credentials that are all linked up to this particular workflow, or potentially this credential is linked to another one via a correlation ID. And we're looking at ways of associating an ID to associate a specific like regulatory workflow that that correlation ID applies to as an instance of, but that's still being hashed out. So, does that help give a little clarity there? Cause it's not like it's going to be, oh, I start a workflow and then I'm done with even my portion of the workflow. That may change day to day, or instance to instance, even within the same product, leaving the same location, going to the same destination for the same importer.
Yeah. So, let me check the queue. Yes, that makes sense. I think we're still talking a bit past each other, but that's okay. The workflows here, at least the definition that I was thinking of, don't need to be synchronous, and they don't need to be known before ahead of time, and they can change from day to day. And I think all of that matches what you just said. But I'll note that, like, I don't want us to get, like, caught up on the word workflow. I think success here is like going, oh, we can merge these two because they're effectively the same thing. And we, you know, go with Joe's suggestion of like, this is really about initiating a presentation, and kind of go from there. Go ahead, Mahmoud. You're on the queue.
To me, when we're talking, I think we are talking past each other, and that's very valid. I think, in general, I'm on board with saying we need a way to merge the two APIs into something that's essentially an exchange API, the mechanics of which we can easily hash out over a PR where we go, oh, actually, I need to define X first, Y first. That's mm-hmm. straightforward to me. Mm-hmm. What I want to make, like, super clear is that there is a necessity to link multiple exchanges to each other. Mm-hmm. And that's something that we've defined on the Trace side as a workflow. Now, we can call that an end-to-end flow, whatever you want to call it. But the point is I need to be able to point to separate instances of exchange and say these exchanges are all related in some way, and I need to be able to point to whether these exchanges were made by me or by some other party, right? It doesn't need to be like, I shouldn't only need to point to an exchange that I made with a server. I could point to an exchange that somebody else made with, you know, a different server, mm-hmm. and say these are linked.
Got it. We do have this bit around, so workflows have IDs, around workflow interactions. So that might have to do with, that might speak to your ability to link these things together. That is certainly contemplated here in the workflow interaction. But I'm wondering if that's where we should take the conversation. Cause one thing we could just ask is like, if we rename presentation availability to something like start interaction or something like that, and we made this thing more generic, so it doesn't have to be a VPR. It can be any JSON object. That, I think, just those two things would allow us to merge the two together. And then that would allow us to initiate like credential refresh using this kind of unified API. And it should allow the Trace folks to just continue doing what they're doing with like a small rename of the endpoint. Go ahead, Mahmoud.
So, I've been simplifying how we use workflows a little bit just for the sake of, you know, making it clear, but what Mike put in chat is absolutely important to the delineate, right? And that's basically when we talk about end-to-end flows, we're talking about a process, and we have two separate identifiers that we're associating with those processes, right? One is an identifier that says, this is the entire space of what are the possible paths that this process can take, which we're using as a way to define, hey, I can do X, Y, or Z separate actions, and all of these actions will generate a VC or won't generate a VC or whatever. But this is the whole problem space, so to speak, right? The second identifier is an identifier we're using for an instance of a workflow. Now, if I'm able to link multiple exchanges to a single instance of an end-to-end flow via the ID that you've pointed out, then that would be a very reasonable solution in my mind, right?
Could you repeat that again, Mahmood? Because I almost got it, but didn't. So you're saying if we could link this ID to the information
so
that you're talking
ID,
about.
I'm going to call it an exchange ID.
Okay.
Right? This exchange ID, I want to link it to three other exchanges that have occurred.
Uh-huh.
All by pointing to a end-to-end flow ID. Right? So I want to say this end-to-end flow ID is associated with interactions X, Y, and Z. And this end-to-end flow ID is of type import avocados to US or whatever you want to call it, right? Mm-hmm. And so if we satisfy that requirement, then I think we're happy on the trace side.
That should be possible with this. Are you saying you want it defined in the VC API? Like doing that?
Saying as long as we have that ability. Then
you certainly have that ability, right? Because, well, I guess the question is where are the Trace folks doing that today? Like how are you doing that linking today in the traceability API?
Yeah, so we actually defined a credential that represents like a traceable presentation, right? Mm-hmm. Or a type that represents a traceable presentation so that we can have in the message body itself right here. There's two UUIDs at play. One is a UUID representing the actual type of workflow itself. What is this end-to-end workflow, which is all possible, maybe some, required items. You know, basically what's the set of credentials I could be looking at total, right? Mm-hmm. Then there's the UUID that represents the actual instance of that workflow that we're talking about here. And so as long as we have the ability to refer to both, like if we're thinking about this from a RESTful standpoint, ideally we would like to be able to, in any of these flows, even if it's a post with like a, containing a presentation. If it's referencing, both the workflow ID name in this case, right? So the actual type of workflow that it is plus the ID of the actual instance that it's applying to, I think that gets a lot of it right there. And I will note, because I think you said something important, Manu, which is we also have a credential refresh, flow that I think mirrors very closely to yours that we would like to be able to ideally use the same, set of endpoints for, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. So I think it's a little bit painful because we have to, kind of align on terms, et cetera. But I feel like this is heading the right direction.
Okay. I mean, you should be able to do that with this API. I mean, they both do the same thing after the first.
Yeah, after that kickoff, right?
Yeah.
And now a question for you, would you ever be exchanging data outside of a presentation, like crossing a trust boundary outside of a verifiable presentation for some reason?
You mean in this start workflow thing?
Yeah.
It's possible in the future, but I don't think we should even like go there until there's
an out of scope thing. Cause I'm almost wondering if we just have, cause like if we just do some naming adjustments, right? Because like instead of saying like you know, presentation, you know, available because the presentation isn't ready yet. Do something like presentation initiate and then presentation exchange. And as long as the REST URI allows us to specify both a workflow ID of some kind, preferably, you know, in our case, at least, you know, probably a UUID as well as an instance ID in the path, I think it's fine. Like,
oh, so you want to put that in the path? Like,
yeah. I mean, typically, from a REST standpoint, you want to try to get both, right? You would like workflow, the type of the workflow, then the ID, if it exists. If not, then it does a create on it, right, and returns back the new ID. I mean, that's just kind of like a REST best practice thing because you have that cross check between the payload and the URI itself.
Yeah, got it. Okay, that's interesting.
And then that rolls back to that controller comment earlier, right? That's part of the reason like that they've clarified so much about that because so many issues have arisen from that not being clear early on when REST was, you know, people not reading the paper basically, right?
Yeah.
Just going off the web. So.
Yeah. And I think that was largely pushed by Ori, I think, right? So let me try and rattle off a list of changes to either one of these that I think would bring alignment. So one of them is rename this from availability to something else, right? Like initiate. The other one would be adding something into the URL that allows you to give it an ID of some kind. So it's something here slash an ID slash maybe something or maybe nothing. So it's either presentation slash and a presentation, you know, exchange number or something like that. That's a UUID. And you post to it. I think that's what Mike, you are arguing for. And I would be totally on board with that. And then the only other difference here is replacing this with the ability to just post an arbitrary JSON object. Because for the credential, refresh case, we don't need to post a VPR. And in fact, there's some other use cases we have where we do want to post some different type of JSON. It's not a VPR. It's something else. And you know, if the server doesn't understand it, it can just respond back with a like, I don't know what you're talking about. Like, you know, you sent me something to initiate a presentation exchange that I don't know what it is. So, you know, error. So the changes would be, widen this, the acceptable thing here, to just be a JSON object. And in traceability, you guys can in your spec say, no, it needs to be a VPR or whatever you want to make it. And then add an ID up here and then rename availability to initiate or something. Thoughts? Is that, go ahead, Mike, you're on the queue and then Mahmoud.
Question on that. You're basically saying each server would define on that endpoint, the kind of JSON that it would understand. And if it gets something that it does understand, it'll respond with, sorry, I have no idea what this is. Please provide it. Please provide XYZ. Is that roughly what you're saying?
Roughly, except for the last little bit that you said. Okay. The server, I mean, it works like any kind of HTTP server, right? I mean, you send it garbage and it's like, I don't know what you're talking about. Error, right? 400, you know, request, malformed, yeah. Right. But for the things that it does understand, it can basically be like, oh, you're trying to initiate a trace thing with me, like a traceability API thing with me. I know what that means. Here you go. Here's a VPR. I want to see these things from you. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. And then I think Mike, you're on the queue.
Yeah, I thought I'd let Mahmoud go first. So the clarification there, Mahmoud, is we can specify, and this is exactly the way I've been looking at like the trace profile versus the VC API, is that the trace profile is going in and saying, yep, we've got this kind of broad common set of capabilities, you know, like your bare minimum common MVP capabilities, so to speak, in the VC API. We can go in and say, hey, if you're going to support the new presentations initiate XYZ method, we only in that trace, you know, if you're complying with trace, profile, you would have to accept like a, you know, VP request for sending a presentation, right? Or you would have to accept a credential refresh, right? You know, so we can specify exactly what data must be accepted or could only be accepted, right? We have that flexibility there. Especially if it's defined broadly to say that the endpoint is just like at the VCAPI level is, yep, it's a way to initiate or exchange presentations. There's some additional parameters that you can leverage. And oh, by the way, it can be just JSON, right? That's the way I'm kind of reading it, Manu, because that gives us both kind of the flexibility to say, yep, we've got these specific, you know, like credential refresh type scenarios that apply to like citizenship use cases or credential refresh that I think overlap, right, for like an ag inspection. And by the way, this is also a way that you could initiate a server-to-server presentation of data.
Yep. I think we're on the same page there. Mahmood, what are your thoughts on putting an ID in this URL? So, well, hold on. Let's go by these one by one. I think we all agree that we're going to rename availability to be like something else, like presentation initiation. Is there agreement on that?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'm not hearing anyone.
Mahmood, if we do that, I'm putting you on the spot to open the PR to change it on our side. Got your back. But...
Well, here, let's put it down as a proposal. Rename presentation availability to something else. The current proposal is initiate presentation. How does that work for folks?
I think presentation also has semantic issues that several people chimed in on.
Okay. What would you like?
I had suggested initiate exchange. That seemed to have some resonance.
Initiate exchange. Okay. All right. So.
Sorry, Manu. I think this is probably something that's almost definitely better when you see it in the PR, and it's a lot harder to resolve it over a call like this.
Okay. So let me just put some actions down then. So rename presentation availability to, Joe, you said, initiate exchange.
As a candidate, I don't know that we need a bike shutter now, but.
Okay. I can do a PR for that. Okay. Second one. Mike, you said that you would be okay with having an ID here. So, I don't know. What does this become? / exchanges? I'm just going to run with it and say it's / exchanges, update presentation availability to, / present or sorry, exchanges / UUID. I'll just put identifier and you have to post type ID, instance ID. Could you clarify what type ID and instance ID is, Mike?
Yeah, so the more, and I missed a thing in there, but it would be like exchanges initiate and then an exchange of a specific type, right? So, you know, or a specific workflow by UUID, depending on how it's being used. And then the instance ID, if it's available, would be if you already have a known, you know, UUID for correlation, right, between presentations.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So, and you have to post data to those endpoints. Yep. So we're keeping the post, post to the endpoints. We do have a use case where we need a get. I think we can talk about that later. Like people, we have to support post and maybe only a couple of people support get, but I don't want to complicate the discussion while we're making progress. Okay. And then the last and final thing is, generalize the post body to accept any JSON object where the trace folks will specify that they require a VPR for certain types of things. So update post body to accept a JSON object where the traceability spec will further define exactly the type of object they're looking for. It's a VPR right now, isn't it? Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay. So, and that's the final one. And if we do that, then I think we're aligned. We can merge these into one and then we can byte shed a bit more. Mike, I'm expecting Ori to object to the structure of the URL. I don't know if you're expecting the same thing.
I am. We need to get this stuff more in line with the way things are done broadly. So I'm willing to kind of argue that one out. And by the way, if we go this route of like, oh, it's a presentations / exchange / like a UUID to the type of exchange to the instance itself or something similar to that, then your post get put, you know, delete, et cetera, all works, right?
Yep.
We can define this stuff very cleanly from a REST standpoint because we're not abstracting it out to, you know, like we're doing REST properly, right? We're letting the actual HTTP method call define the type of operation going on. Mahmoud, I expect full arguments from you with in my favor on this against story.
Yeah, definitely. That's going to be a fun next week.
Okay, great. So you two are aligned on that. There's a huge plus one from Digital Bazaar as well. We always wanted to take this path. We just, you know, it seemed like everybody else wanted to go the different, a different route. So totally agree with both of you. Well, we would rather see the API structured in that way and follow good RESTful design principles. Okay, but that is a bigger discussion. That was actually one of the issues towards the end that we had. But I think this is we should declare victory and move on because from my reading, that's alignment. Mike, Mahmoud, do you guys disagree? Like, does it seem like we just align the two?
I think it makes the most sense to me.
Yeah, it gives us a really clean path forward. It doesn't mean that it's set in stone, end of the day, everything, right? That's kind of the beauty of what we have here, but it gives us a way to put something out, test it, and see how it works, right?
Beautiful. Okay, awesome. Okay, that's the first item. And that was not as difficult as I thought it was going to be, so that's great. So the second one is workflow interaction. This is very much kind of see the submit presentation thing. The difference between these two endpoints is with the workflow interaction thing, you're expected to submit a presentation here. And the only difference, is that in this submit presentation, there are all kinds of things that are returned back, like payment required is a potential here, and the presentation didn't contain a proof, and all that kind of stuff. And what we needed, at least for the refresh use case, is the ability to respond back with another VPR, right? So I think the way the trace stuff is defined right now, it's just like you start the exchange and then you send the presentation and that's it. You can't do anything more than that. In what, at least, we'd like on the refresh side of it is the ability to like say, well, thank you for that presentation you just gave me, but I need this other thing from you. And so what you get back is a VPR. And so I think a lot of this alignment has to do with making it so that it is possible to respond back with a VP. So the first one was having an ID to post to. That's an active kind of ID where you're in process and it's got an ID on the server. And then the second part of it is being able to respond back with like, yep, cool, got your presentation. That's the traceability use case. But for the credential refresh one, we'd like the ability to be able to be like, actually, we need more information from you, and here's another VPR. Here's another VPR. Thoughts on that?
I think the idea of... Oh, sorry. Go ahead, Mark. You're on cue.
Beat you to the formal cue. I think if we change this to put or post, right, depending on whether or not you're creating or upserting, and we say presentations, and then it's an ID of, you know, potentially, right, that kind of a thing, then we're getting this a little bit more in line, and then allows potential responses that say, yep, I'm not accepting this. Here's why. And here's this response that says, I need more information, or I need something else. I think the way direction you're heading, mm-hmm. That at least that's kind of how I'm kind of feeling about it. I'm a little bit okay with, right? It just, feels a little bit weird, but I mean, obviously we've got it in there that way now, but I think that notion of being able to specify, like, it's a presentation with an ID, potentially with like a broad, you know, like a group of presentations, right? You know, mm-hmm. So, you know, like a type of, like if we think it, relate it back to the workflow side, it's very, very similar, very, very related. The mm-hmm. trick is, are we defining and giving ourselves enough flexibility in the response or in the method call, right?
Yep.
Is that where the struggle is? Plus the ability to, you know, specify ID and or put, right, as opposed to post.
Yeah, I think the first, so if we had to get a list of changes here, it's insert an ID in here, just like we agreed to for whatever we were calling this thing, initiate something or another.
Yeah, presentations, exchange, initiate, right?
Yep. And so put an ID in the URL. And then we can have a debate about post versus put and what that means. So that's item one, is put an ID in the URL. Item two is allow us to respond back with a VPR, meaning like mm-hmm. either like, cool, everything looks great, presentation accepted, or, you know, we can also do malformed and didn't contain proof and that kind of stuff. I think we're okay with that. But we need to be able to respond back with a VPR.
Potentially, could you just reject it, though, and indicate that they need to request an exchange if you need a, an actual, like, VPR?
Yeah. That's right. Yeah, you can, you know, because of the way VPR is structured, you can respond back with like go back here and start over, right? Or go to this other URL and continue the workflow there.
Yeah.
Like you're done here, but you need to go over there now. So all of those are possibilities if we enable a VPR to be sent back. So when they post to this endpoint, we're able to send a VPR back. That's like you're not done yet, right?
Yeah, and I'm not sure that a 400 is the right error for that, but it would be something like that, right? Where you're throwing a response code back along with a message that happens to be like either, you know, a VPR back or some JSON object in response, right?
Yeah. I'm less concerned about the response codes than I am with the ability to respond back with a VPR as like a continuation of, you know,
yeah, go do this next.
Yep, exactly.
Question, because right now, what is the, is it, does it allow you to give an error message back, or what's the?
We should probably also allow that as well. I don't think that's allowed either.
Because I think that's some of the issue, is that we need to specify, and honestly, we should consider specifying if the accept type is application JSON, right, that it should return JSON back, period.
Yeah.
So then that use case is covered, plus proper error handling is covered, right?
Yep. Yeah. I think so. Right now we don't support. Oh, yeah. So here's what we support, like accepting, like everything's cool. We support sending back a verifiable presentation. We do not support sending back a VPR. and we don't support sending back an error message. So
So if we just change 400 and that if accept JSON is in the headers, that you could send back JSON to whoever posted, we've solved the problem, right? And that's the right way in quotes to do it from a REST standpoint anyways.
Yep. Yeah. I think that works. I mean, I think all the implementers have just implemented application JSON. I shouldn't say that. Okay. So I don't think we have complete resolution yet, but would Mahmoud, or Mike, would either of you object if I put together PR that like suggests the other return types that should, I want to try and get this done in one go and kind of condense it in one go.
I think
maybe that's asking
where we're
too
at
much.
Is next steps is absolutely reading a PR because there's just no way to like, we're going to get lost in the weeds unless we actually get a PR where we get to go into the weeds and figure out how to solve it. So yes, absolutely. And I think if you can get it with response grid, that would be perfect.
Okay. All right. Let me do them one at a time. So I'll try and collapse start workflow and presentation availability in one PR. And then I'll try and collapse workflow interaction and submit presentation in one go. I just wanted to make sure that before I did that PR that both of you weren't like I'm going to immediately object to it. I'm hearing that both of you are willing to have a discussion around a PR and it seems like we're converging. So that's good. Did I misread any of that?
No, I think where you could potentially see objections from some folks in, and I'm not saying I would object to it, is if you try to make it too specific. Like if you keep it general and just say, if a method has an error and you're following the right rules and sending the server back text or JSON, depending on what they asked for, you could send back anything conformant with that, right? Because VPR is just JSON. So that way we're not painting ourselves into a corner there. Mm-hmm. And then we're still giving the ability for a profile to say, it could only be a, VPR or NX in this case, right? So.
Yep. Okay. I've got enough direction to put together some PRs, that I'm fairly certain won't get immediate objections. All right. This was a very productive call. Thank you everyone for participating. Thank you, Mike and Mahmoud for engaging. I'm feeling upbeat about where this is going. All right. That's it for the call today. Thanks, everyone. We will meet again next week. Ciao. And then Mike, I think you gotta shut everything down.